Z1059, keeping you entertained and informed on what's going on in and around our area. This is Stephanie. It's the At Work Network. Joining me now is Millicent Reed. She is an author, and she will be doing the Little Millie book signing and reading at Northeast Elementary School in Opelousas. And this is a great series of books. Millicent, welcome to the At Work Network. Tell us about yourself.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you so much, Louisiana. I'm so excited to be here. So Millicent is a ferocious 41-year-old Orlando made me and Atlanta raised me. I have a nonprofit organization, Impact Greater Good, which we focus on community service and outreach, as well as the My Little Millie collection, which is near and dear to my heart. So I'm excited to be in Louisiana to share this project with you all.
Millicent Reed is my guest. She is an author. Millicent, tell us what inspired you to create the Little Millie Children's Book Collection. And who is Little Millie?
First, let's talk about who Little Millie is. She's a ferocious, dark-skinned little girl, gifted with a huge smile. She loves to laugh, lots of energy. She's completely gifted at anything that she tries and that she does. She loves art. She loves sports. She loves family. She loves friends. And she loves to have a good time. Who is Millicent? Fast forward 41 years old, Millicent is Little Millie's advocate. So Millicent is going to share the journey and story of Little Millie and how she grows and develops into this woman that I am today. So we're going to do that through a collection of books, and it's just an exciting project, and I'm so excited to share the work with you all.
Tell me the titles of the books.
Little Millie Book of Affirmations, and then the second book is Little Millie and the Magical Mirror. Then we have Little Millie Loves the Holidays, which is incredibly special, so you all go purchase that today. Little Millie Loves the Holidays. She talks about how she loved the holidays as a child, and then she turns around and shares about how she loves those same exact holidays and celebrate those holidays as an adult.
Is the Little Millie book collection just for girls?
No, the Little Millie book collection, great question. It's an all-inclusive collection. I am a diversity, equity, and inclusion leader. So as I've done the work in the communities, I think it's important to represent all voices. And so as I'm creating the Little Millie books, friends, family, coworkers, all are contacting me and was like, hey, we want to see boys represented. We want to see other ethnicities represented. Little Millie learns about character, releases on Thanksgiving, and on that cover, you will see a diverse group of Little Millie friends. So I try to represent everybody in the book because I want it to be for everyone. And as we continue the collection, the next book will be Little Millie Tomboy Club. Little Millie was a tomboy, so she's going to incorporate and bring boys into the fold as well.
Where are your books available?
The books are now available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon. They're online. You can find my books online. However, the website will be available tomorrow, so you'll be able to feature the website as well and go to the website direct to get the books, www.mylittlemillie.com. Again, that's www.mylittlemillie.com.
My guest is Millicent Reed, and we're talking about her books, The Little Millie Book Collection. Millicent, what message or values do you hope that children and parents will take away from reading the Little Millie books?
I want children to take away the value and to understand that it's important at a very young age to develop the confidence in yourself and to affirm who you are. But I really want kids to believe in themselves, know that they have the resource and the tool to look in that mirror. And if they believe it, no one else can tell them anything differently about themselves.
So you'll be doing a book signing and reading at Northeast Elementary School in Opelousas. Why did you choose Northeast Elementary?
A lot of the schools that I'm choosing on the inaugural tour of the Little Millie reading are connections. I believe in connections. I am a people person, so I'm always developing and nurturing relationships. Teachers are reaching out. People are seeing the projects online, and they're like, hey, Millicent, or hey, Millie, I want you to come to my school. Let's make it happen. And that's literally how it's happening. So it's word of mouth is traveling very fast. I'm excited about the journey. So I would like to do more schools for people that I haven't met yet. It's a big world out there, so I'm open to that.
And open to homeschoolers also.
I'm open to homeschools. I actually lived in a homeless shelter as a child, so I called the homeless shelter in Orlando, and I want to work with them as well. I would like to go back to my elementary school. I'm open to doing the work. So I would like this Little Millie collection to be in every child's home, regardless of race or gender. I want these books in the hands of children all over the world. I was told that every parent chooses what's important to them when they raise their child. And for my mom, it was education. It was a non-negotiable. Every child had to educate themselves and walk across that stage. It was really important. supporting her. Impact Greater Good, rooted in education, and I want to give kids that experience. And I was my mom's child that took it further. So I went, got my bachelor's degree, I got my MBA degree, I have my Six Sigma Black Belt, as well as 2 diversity certifications. So education is important to me, and I want everyone to understand that. And then as far as community outreach, I'm huge in just giving back. I feel better when I'm in the community and meeting people and understanding someone else's journey, because I know for me what it took for me to get here, but to me to really hear someone else's story and then connect the dots, to me that's the commonality that links us all. And I feel like in the world today we need more of that, more kindness, more love, more gentle, more understanding, more listening to each other.
My guest is Millicent Reed. She is a Fortune 25 leader, author, and the founder and CEO of Impact Greater Good, a nonprofit organization focused on community outreach and education. What message would you like to leave to our audience on the importance of literacy and parents reading to their children?
Reading to your kids is incredibly important. You reading to your kids and giving them that first level of understanding, and then your child takes it and go further. One of the things about Little Millie that has touched my heart is every school that I have been to so far and engaged in, representation matters. And the little dark-skinned girls are catching me up. Every single school that I've been to so far, her classmates or somebody will say, "Hey, you look like Little Millie." And you would see the girl get so timid, right? Until I look at her and I smile and I say, "Hey, I do see a resemblance. I see a resemblance, and you're beautiful." And their faces just light up. I would like people to take that away from Impact Greater Good. The mission is simple, you all. Do good 365 days of the year.
Millicent Reed, she is the author of the Little Millie book collection. And these days, with our children spending so much time on electronics, it is great to be able to give them a gift that will keep on giving. What age group are your books targeting?
Right now, my books are targeting 2 to 12, but a lot of feedback saying, "Hey, Millie, what are you going to do for middle school? What are you going to do for high schoolers?" And so I'll be doing some other projects, and you'll be able to find those at www.millicentreed.com. You can find me on Facebook, Millicent Reed. I'm all over. You can find me on Instagram, Impact Greater Good. You can find the Little Millie collection at _MyLittleMillie. Okay. The website for the My Little Millie collection is www.MyLittleMillie.com.
Millicent Reed, My Little Millie. Her book collection is designed to teach confidence, self-love, and affirmation to children, helping them embrace who they are from a young age. And these books would make great holiday gifts. Thank you, Millicent, for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us today on the At Work Network.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so appreciative. I love being back in Louisiana anytime I get a chance. And I'm looking for sponsors, corporations to partner with. So if you are interested, please get in contact with me, info@MillicentReed.com. I'm also looking for a publishing deal. I'm independent right now, and I want to go 20 books in. So I'm here for it all, and I'm excited about the journey.
Great to meet you. Thank you, and much success in the future.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.